What song is it?
Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama, which is your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, got a special guest co-host. I got my main man, hip-hop manager, owner extraordinaire, Pierre Jones. What's up, man?
What's up? What's up? How are you doing?
I'm all right.
So, I'm in the house.
Yeah, you know that already. Anyway, as always here at Smooth Drama, I want to hear from you. So, of course, you can crank me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, I want to hear from y'all, 646-929-2037. Matter of fact, if you're a little too shy, I know some of y'all don't want to call, you want to email, you can email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you're too shy to call, you want to email your thoughts and comments, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will read your comments, whatever it is. You know, I don't care. It's coming out my mouth. And to keep up with us, what's going on, special events we may do, you know, what we got going on. You can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, to keep up with us here at Smooth Drama, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. And speaking of the 411, man, was at a wedding this past weekend, talking about my love movement here. You know, one of my best friends, George, got married. He jumped over the broom, took the plunge. Some folks say he ended his life. Whatever. Love
did the fan.
Yeah.
Did the fan ceremony. Yeah. So he is good.
Yes, love is in the air. So we are glad to report the happy union of Mr. and Mrs. George Roden. Special shout out to George and Alexis. I love y'all.
For sure. Mad love.
Yeah.
Mad love. It was the stone cold groove, my brother.
Yeah. We had a great time there. We definitely had a great time. Got all emotional, choked up for a minute. Had to hold it together. But, you know, true love, what can you say? Makes you want to sing, I got sunshine on a cloud day.
Yeah.
Speaking of love, I got to do one more. Besides screaming out, I got sunshine on a cloudy day. It's a special day for my main man, the man who came from my balls. It's his day today. I want to say happy birthday to my number one son. Peace, love, and presents go out to you.
Happy birthday, little dude.
Yes. That's my little dude. You know, he don't think he's little. He's still little. But I love him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, and now that we've got all this love out the way, I got a question to ask. And I guess this question goes to everybody out there, as well as you, Pierre.
Okay.
Now, you know, as a fellow parent yourself, my question is, what do you do when you discover that your kid has been watching porn.
what do you do?
And to top it off, I got a bonus question on top of that. Not only what do you do, what do you say when you find out that your teenage kid is watching porn? What do you do when you find out that the porn that he's watching is the better than the porn that you've been watching?
Oh, it's the same stuff you've been watching?
No,
or the same stuff you watched when you were growing up?
No, his porn, I was watching his porn like, damn, this is better than mine.
You know, it's a new day and age at this point in time. So when you're getting that dynamic done, that's a tough one, man. I think what you need to do is you just need to make sure, he's safe, make sure he's doing the right things, using the right equipment, to make sure, he stays disease free and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
And ask him some manly questions. Hey, make sure that he understands, there's a dynamic in that that you want to be careful with.
We don't have to be careful in all that dynamic question.
See, that's a long time ago. I'm on this. Homie,
you got porn that's better than mine. I'm stuck on that.
Man, hey, from the old school, you had porn. Your stuff was better than your dad's stuff. That's how it works. We elevating. Hey, we spacing up and all and everything, everything is, once we was driving horses and carriages, and next thing you know, we was, flying a little ways across the earth, and next thing you know, we can go to the moon once a month to hang out.
Yeah.
Things revolutionize themselves, and that's just what it be. But in all that, you just got to be careful, make sure, you're wearing the right equipment.
All right.
And keeping your mind and not caught up in the focus of stuff you take you.
Yeah.
All
right. Now we can't go no further.
Okay.
Now I saw this commercial. This commercial for Hornitos. I believe it's like a Mexican beer commercial or whatnot. And in the commercial, the guy is talking about, oh my God, I met hot cougar last night. And he goes to call. And when he calls, it's actually ringing in the guy's house that he's visiting, his friend's house, like he's calling his mom. And I was like, that is not a cool commercial.
It was his homeboy's mom?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That's a little strange.
If you ain't got enough code,
not to mess with your homeboy's mom, I just thought you got very many real friends.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, and I haven't really touched on it, and it kind of fits into this scenario that we're talking about. I'm sure by now you and everybody else has heard the rumors about LeBron James, his mother, and Delonte West.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Speaking of the cold, I'm like, really? Really? Because I hope to God that is not true. But the way they punched it up makes it seem like it's true. And that's one of the rumors that is just, you can't see real folks making up a rumor like that. That's awesome. And my thing
is, that's a pretty decent rumor.
Quite awful, actually. To say that you, I mean, I can't imagine. And you know, we actually were teammates on a basketball team. I just couldn't see, I don't see how somebody can look at, you know, your teammate, your friend's mother, and be like, yeah, I want to hit the F. No, that's gross.
Yeah, that's a little left. That's left. I don't know. That's obscure thinking. You know, I mean, my worst enemy, I ain't trying to mess with their moms. And, you know, I'm just kind of like a mafioso. So we don't kill kids. You know what I mean? there's some places in the world you don't go, and that's just one of them, you know. When you're playing your mom, your boy, girl, you know, your homeboy's girl, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's because there's too many women in the world, especially when you're on that level. I mean,
right.
I mean, come on. Every game is, you know, full of
men. Right.
Besides, why wouldn't they be out there with it?
That's what I'm talking about. When I say, you know, on the NBA level, it's like you have to turn girls down. You're turning women down left and right. Now, one of my blogs says different strokes for different folks and experience, but I don't know about that.
Well, different strokes for different folks is one thing, but you must, if you don't have code and you don't have honor, then you're not 100. Period. You know what I mean? And if you breaking codes and honor, then you don't have very many friends. You don't have very many friends. Two, you know, that's strange. That's a strange mentality. That's a problem today. There's no code. There's no honor.
Hold on. Well. This where I was going with that. Since you're our esteemed guest tonight, why don't you break down what is the protocol for friends and loved one in this code and honor game that we talk about? Break it down for the people.
It's real simple. If your boy was with a chick that he made known to all the fellas, yeah, I really like her. Once he go that route, okay, she off limits. She in a box, okay? They break up, whatever. She out of the family. You don't go and trick her. That's not how it works, because she be doing it to get at him. We, within the system, within our program, need to be able to be men strong enough to say, no, you out the family, and you can't get none from this family no more, period. Okay? The only time, you know, it is free willing is if it came to the table free willing.
Right.
Period.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, it's real simple. That's the only time. If it came to the table that way, that's what it is. If it didn't come to the table that way, then once you leave, it's a wrap. On to the next one. Jay-Z say, on to the next. You know what I mean?
That was actually a Gangsta song. Went from next to the next.
That's what it is.
I mean, it's just there's just some. I think we were talking about this earlier. How we talking about how you say that there's people who don't understand friendship and roles and where you shouldn't go. And I mean, that's definitely where you shouldn't go. You know, family members. If you're not marrying my sister, you shouldn't even be looking at my sister.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things. You can't go down that one all the way.
Yes, sir.
I think that's what people don't understand.
You got some code. I got to have some kind of respect.
Well, I think people are really down for respect nowadays.
We making the women go crazy, and the women making the women go crazy. You know, they spending all their time competing against one another, and we spending all the dirt over the triangle. You know, that's not okay. Y'all boys out there, y'all women out there, need to get your space up. That's what I say.
Speaking of getting your space up, tell us about some of the things you've been doing and what you've been working on as a hard-working manager promoter.
Well, I mean, we got several events coming up. We got Juneteenth coming up in Salt Lake City. We just did the WOW in Houston. That was off the charts. You know, mad respect to Willie B. He came and checked out HISD. He was there with, you know, checking out Radio Galaxy and HISD. And we had D. Rose. We had Concise. That show was off the chain. And, you know, you go and YouTube the WOW, HISD, Lando the WOW, it'll pull it up. You know, a lot of people was filming it. There was a lot of people there. You know, crazy dynamic. You know, we got Brian Ignite in August. We're doing a club night at the spot called Carumbas. That's going to be off the chain. It's going to be a soul night. We got Link Inc. You know, we're going to be doing the motorcycle rally coming up. 50,000 people in Missouri. We're going to be doing all the stuff for that. We're going to be doing a bunch of stuff for that. You don't want to miss that if you're a motorcycle rider. It's crazy.
All right, I got to ask you, not to cut you off, and this is one of our bloggers want to know, what is get your space up? What does that mean?
Okay, getting your space up is real simple. It starts off with swag being demolished. This swag is no more. Okay, you got to be Lando, like Lando Calrissian. Billy D. Williams was the ultimate essence of cool. Okay, getting your space up is your area, how you act, how you carry yourself, how you treat your woman. You know what I mean? The car you drive. You know, and it ain't about the material of it. It's about how you carry yourself within it. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to look good, so look good. You know, having your space up means when I walk into a room. If Michael Jordan is sitting, that dude is Orlando. You don't have to know who he is. It's gonna be his energy is gonna exude him. You're gonna be able to know for a fact that he's a little bit different. You know what I mean? So getting your space up means, you know, getting out of that shitty character, get out of that arrogant character. You know, help a few people. Donate some money to autism. Donate some money to cancer awareness. You know, and get your space up. Real simple. Put it out there in the streets because brothers need to get their space up. And what's in space? The sky, the moon, the stars. You know, lovely things.
All right. That's what we're all about. Lovely things. Help you.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that just never comes up. Helping people, being nice to people. You know, just your everyday, do you speak to people when you walk by them? Hi. I've said this before, and I think I have to reiterate it all the time. There's something to be said for just being nice. You know, being cool. I mean, I feel you on the get the face up. You know, because if that's what we got to do to get out of this bullshit mentality that we got going on nowadays, we definitely need to get our face up.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know. I mean, it's out there. I mean, you got cats talking about it. You know, Jader Z is telling you, I'm in a clear point. I'm flying. I'm on the next level. I'm forever young. I'm staying young. You know, we ain't on that no more. You know, we all talk the same language. You know, we just need to make sure it's clear and start riding with it.
All right.
You know.
On that note, I'm going to take a quick station identification break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. It's your host Dick Hucker, my main man Pierre Jones. And he is having a party over there. Where the party at, man? It seems like you got like 30,000 people with you.
Yeah, I got my partner. Oh, I'm in this Mexican restaurant that's serving 99-cent tacos, and there's a lot of people up in here.
Yeah, I know. We can hear every last one of them.
I'm back outside in my undercover spot. Hey, it's part of time.
All right. Now you know I like to be educational from time to time and talk about some stuff that's important. Now I was reading something. You know, I like to find out secret things that's happening that I need to make people aware of, and I was finding out that there are some colognes and perfumes, that there are some secret ingredients that give the cologne their scent that also damage sperm.
They damage what?
They damage sperm. There's a court study by a nonprofit consumer advocate environmental working group. They analyzed the chemical composition of like 17 perfumes and colognes and discovered that many of them have had a potential to interact with hormones. One of the chemicals called diphthalate was found in 12 products and was linked to sperm damage in the 2006 Harvard study. And as we all know, sperm damage can lower fertility. They also found the chemical DEP, and it was found in 12 different hormone disrupting compounds, and it was found in colognes like Giorgio Armani's Acqua di Gio. That contains 7 compounds that interact with either estrogen or androgen, female and male hormones. Now, according to the study, they say they don't know how harmful repeated use of these colognes and perfumes are. But according to Dr. Olga V. Nadinko, the industry is not on long-term testing.
Wow, that's deep. Yeah, you know what? To be honest with you, I didn't wear a whole lot of cologne. You know, I didn't do the cologne. I did lotions and, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, man, that's deep. But, you know, I got 4 kids, so, you know, none, that ain't affect me. I got 4 healthy, strong, beautiful youngins, man. And you know, so, you know, I'm... It's what it is with that, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you look at it, you wonder. I mean, because we all about, you know, people in other countries and how they smell, and they don't bathe. They should use some cologne or whatnot, and maybe we know why they don't. Maybe we know why they don't. Yeah. I mean,
it was very, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah,
sorry, what?
Chanel, Coco, Dolce, Gabbana, Light Blue, American Eagle, Outfitters, AE 77.
Huh, that's interesting. I don't wear that stuff. I ain't never really wore cologne.
Yeah,
you know.
And what it says is they the study describes two different kinds of synthetic musk: galactolide and tonalide, and they say they interfere with estrogen and androgen. They've also said that they found galactolide has been found in the umbilical cords of newborn babies, proving that newborns are exposed to the chemicals in the womb.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah. Now, being the conspiracy guy that I am, I could be saying that, hey, is this, you want to give some cologne and perfume samples out and you do it as population control? I mean, would you say that, I mean, maybe saying that that could be a plot put together by the man to keep population control down?
I don't know. I think they can care less. They want people to pay for it.
Yeah.
I think they want some money. I don't know about that. I think that could be a coincidence.
Oh, well, we know they want some money, obviously. Now, I mean,
yeah, maybe that, and that product, you know, is just like one of them, you know, products. You know, cigarettes wasn't population control. They didn't, you know, they didn't want it to kill people because then they can't sell cigarettes. But they definitely wanted to make sure people were smoking.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of those catch-22 double enmity things where, you know, obviously cigarette smoke, as we all know, is definitely population control because it kills a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, they did their thing, you know.
Now, being even more educational, because as you know, I'm the education talk show host. I'm keeping up on the study, a Viagra study, that men who take Viagra could be at an increased risk for long-term hearing loss.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because a lot of that stuff is messing around with your bloodstream, you know, your back, your fluids out of your back, you know. So yeah, that's, you know, but they got all natural stuff, you know. Go get you some, you know, some ginseng and some root, and you'll be all right. And some what's the other stuff? The limonene or whatever it's called, L-angine or something. You know, get you some blood flow there, you know. You know, you'll be all right. You know, do some push-ups, get the endorphins going, stuff, some workout action, you know.
Well, see, and that's the thing. They did a study among 11,525 men over 40, and they said those who took Viagra or other drugs that act in a similar manner were twice as likely to report the hearing loss. Not that it really mattered, because I guess playing devil's advocate, they don't really care whether or not you can hear it. They only care about one thing. And so long as that's working, I guess they'll, so long as I can see it, I don't need to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's out there. Now, the funny thing that I saw, there's another drug out there, and I guess it's supposed to prolong men's sexual staying power. It's called Trilogy. out. Check this out. Trilogy is supposed to double or triple the time that I'm looking for a better word. So that you don't experience erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation. That's what I'm looking for. You supposed to help me with this, man.
You just need to go to a couple sex therapy classes, go to Barnes & Noble, get a couple books, read up on what they need to read up on, and they'd be good.
Well, according to a study, and this is what they say, and I don't know and never want to know, they said that the average guy lasts about 6 minutes during sex.
I don't know nothing about that. I think there is, some things you need to do, some triangle breathing. I took yoga for about 10 years, all through college and, several years after college. It taught me, and all that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of it is just learning how to, knowing your body, not being afraid to know your body, A lot of men, they don't want to be told, how to do their thing, And a lot of women, they're a little bit insecure in learning their body because, they've been taught to hide it a little bit in certain areas, and hide certain things. So you just, a lot of it is just, just learning your body, learning your situation, and just like anything else. And once you know it, it's going to be a better functioning, it's eating right and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot that plays a role in that, and being able to, and love, probably controls a lot of that too. When when you're high emotion with someone and not just jumping around on somebody, your love maybe becomes a little bit different, It becomes a better experience and a longer experience because, it's more intimate. But when you're in conquer mode, whether you're a man or a woman, why should it last long?
Well, I'm saying this. If you're a minute man, 2 minute man, 3 minute man, I guess if tripling it up, you go from 1 minute to three, is that really a difference?
Well, I don't know. Hey, the world out there, y'all turn on some triangle breathing. Get you a couple yoga classes, learn some triangle breathing, and you'll be good to go.
Triangle breathing, that's what you call it.
Triangle breathing. You breathe in, hold it, three count, go across, hold it, three count, go back down, breathe out, hold it, three count. And do that. Do that as you doing your thing, getting your intimacy up. Have your girl do it with you, much better experience. Great experience.
All right. Tierra Jones, hip hop promoter, manager, and sex therapist. You can go start calling you Dr. Jones.
Hey, call me Dr. Jones. I got all that.
Breathe out.
Yeah.
Now this is I found something that was kind of funny. Where I'm stuck on studies for some reason. They were talking about how if you're ugly, better yet, because I don't want to use the word ugly. If you're unattractive, they say that you're 22% more likely to be convicted of a crime. They say that if you're unattractive, you're more than likely to get hit with a longer sentence than people who are average looking or are, as a few people out there,
they think of themselves handsome or pretty or beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. That's pretty deep.
And I guess what they did, I don't know what their standard of beauty was, but they did, and they went over, I guess, defendants in court, and they when they went through it, they saw that the 22% were recommended for more months in prison because they were unattractive, whereas the convicted defendants, who were, as you want to call it, easier on the eyes, they got some clear.
Well, I could see that. I mean, I was watching the comedian this afternoon, and, you know, he was kind of saying something similar to that, you know. It's because people fear things that ain't pleasant to the eyes, and so, you know, you assume that it's worse than, you know, if a person is handsome or pretty, they have a, you know, it's the perception. I mean, it's like smoke and mirror. The perception is they probably have a better chance of changing their life because, you know, people are, you know, can like them. You know, they're it's likable, you know, where somebody who has nothing and feels nothing, you know, it's you know, no one really cares. So
I see a problem with that, though. I mean, because then you start getting into what is the perceived standard of beauty. And if you don't fit the societal for perceived standard of beauty, then boom. I mean, is it like a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, but that shouldn't be the case. I mean, I think that if someone commits a crime, they should not get off for the crime. They're cuter. They're cuter than the other person.
Right. I believe the same thing. I mean, but I think that's when you got TV and radio using the perception of what looks good, you know, it's kind of like a car. Put yourself in a $100,000 vehicle, drive down the street, the perception is going to be different. Put yourself in a bucket and drive down the street, the same person.
Yeah. The same person will look at you like something is wrong with you. Something is definitely wrong. I believe we lost my man Pierre. Let's try to get him back here. But yeah, definitely that is.
You have reached the print voicemail box of 8.
And that's where we have an issue. You know, when you have people who look at people and look at what they drive and the perception, and that supposedly makes them better. You know, there's a problem there. There's definitely a serious problem.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of.
I guess we've lost my man here. But yeah, I definitely want to continue on that rant there, because a lot of people don't look at it and don't understand how their perception can shape someone. It goes back to the argument earlier that we were given when we talked about how you treat people. As my man aptly said, getting your space up, being good to people, not being fake and, you know, throwing out airs like there's something extra special about you. When, hey, it's just about existing, getting along with everybody else. You know, I understand people have aspirations of doing special things and whatnot, but in truth and honesty, shining, being a shiner, bling bling, you don't bring nothing special to the table. Shining within itself, I hate to say it to you, just means that you're wearing shiny rocks. That's it. there ain't nothing special about wearing shiny rocks. And on that note, I'm going to take a brief commercial break, and I shall be back.
It's like smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
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 Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as, and Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Now, as always, I'm fighting that never-ending battle against ignorance and people who are the perpetuators of ignorance and ignorant thoughts and ignorant perceptions of others. I'm just not feeling that shit. I'm like, why can't we all be cool? You know, as Rodney tried to say a long time ago, why can't we be alone? Even though he kind of was wrong because they was all out there for him. Love for him anyway, but we're not going to go there. That's a different topic for a whole nother day. But as always, I like to explain why I talk about dumbasses and why I want to highlight their ignorance, because I always want to make it known and very clear, crystal clear, like spit shine spotless. What is ignorant? What is dumb, and what is normal? Because nowadays, people look at people who are normal like they're extraordinary. No, they are not extraordinary. They are just normal. The people who aren't normal are extraordinarily dumb, for lack of a better word, ignorant, whatever you want to call it. So, I must talk about them. And speaking of dumbasses, starting off with a woman that I've been talking about, and I hate doing it, as you know, I'm so pro woman. You know, I support women. I love women. You know, I'm for equal rights to women. But you know, you gotta call out who you gotta call out, and once again, I got to call out Mrs. Dwayne Wade. I can't say her name because I'm probably saying it wrong. Savon Wade. Once again, taking ignorance to the next level. I mean, it's well chronicled. She was married to Miami Heat NBA All-Star guard Dwayne Wade. They are going through a bitter divorce, to say the least. Unfortunately, she's not taking it well, and so she's lashing out. And lashing out in her pain, she is, you know, I mean, she's going way past too far, publicly. I understand if you want to be mad at him, cuss him out, you know, call him every word under the sun, every time you see him in private, behind closed doors, cuss his ass out. But don't do it in the press and the media. Don't do things that's going to bring attention and not only make yourself look, for lack of a word, unclassy. Is that a word? Without class, uncouth, just trifling. You know, first she came out with the, hey, he gave me venereal diseases. Then she came out with the lawsuit suing his girlfriend, Gabriel Union, saying that she was doing all kinds of sexual things in front of her kids, foreplay, whatever you want to call it. Then she mentioned how they got little presents as opposed to her getting the big presents. Then she didn't show up at court saying something about, oh, she didn't think that she had to be in court, and it was a custody hearing. Now she's gone through yet another attorney, as she fired her latest attorney, which would be her 10th. Yeah. She has gotten rid of 9 attorneys. She's working on her 10th. She will be working on her 10th attorney. So what the judge did, said Judge Maria Nega, it just don't sound right no matter how I say it, so I'm just going to say Judge Maria, told her that she has 3 weeks to find a new attorney. After her recent attorney, Marsha Fisher, told her that she wanted her to withdraw. So the judge told her if she doesn't hire a new lawyer by July 19th, the custody trial date will go on regardless. I repeat what Judge Maria said. Ms. Wade, you're going to be Perry Mason. You're representing yourself. And it goes back to what I was saying. Lady, please stop disrespecting yourself and please stop putting your kids through the emotional roller coaster. It doesn't make sense at all. Come on. Let it go. You know, you and him not going to work out, but y'all still going to have to be parents to those kids. And that's my point right there. You know, it's not me dissing her because she's coming out. I mean, I wouldn't really care if it was just her, but you're putting your kids through this. It's like, come on, really? Do you really want to put your kids through this? That's why she's up there, and I keep calling her out. Because it makes no sense what she's doing. Speaking of making no sense, I got to talk about Gwinnett. Yeah, Gwinnett County, which is in Georgia. The Gwinnett County county, whatever you want, the county official, I guess they had a computer glitch or whatever 16 years ago. So they're asking 180 county employees in Gwinnett County, which is in the suburbs of Atlanta, and they're asking them to return thousands of dollars that the county says they overpaid them 16 years ago. Now, according to Gwinnett County's chief financial officer, Mr. Aaron Bovas, whatever, Beavis, Butthead, don't matter. He calls it a project to clean up receivables and to eliminate outstanding obligations. He says the county is seeking to collect more than $39,000 from employees who received bonuses in their paychecks in 1994. They say that the overpayments came on a payroll anomaly. when the county adjusted employees' payroll cycle. They said, the nice people down at Gwinnett County said, employees can apply the money to vacation leave or make a cash payment. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. Imagine your employer hits you up for something that they said that they overpaid you 16 years ago. Not 16 months, not 16 weeks, not 16 days. 16 years ago. Now, I know the first thing I thought, you know, I get that email saying, hey, you know what? Y'all owe $39,000. You can make a cash payment or you can apply it to your vacation. I would say, what the hell y'all been smoking? And you need to stop that shit. You need rehab right now. 16 years later, really? No. Somebody over there needs to be fired. I'm sorry. Whew! I don't know about people sometimes. Makes you wonder. Which makes me wonder about people in general. You know, seriously speaking. Some things that are common sense, people don't get. I wonder why. I'm sure there are other people who wonder why. And then I read this shit that I read here. And I wonder if I should just get my face up and just leave the whole planet Earth. Now, we know about the ban on gay marriage. You know, because of moral issues. Y'all know where I stand on that. I'm like, hey, I think it's unconstitutional for you to legislate morality. But when you have to throw out legislature to tell people basically you tell people that they can't marry their first cousin, and you have to actually tell people that you have to create a law that lets me know it's time to go, or just add that to another state. I'm starting to run out of states that I don't think I should go to because of this crazy shit. And this is Maryland, by the way. You know, Henry Heller, I guess we should give him a shout out. Henry Heller, who is a Democratic delegate, state representative, says he wants to bring Maryland into the enlightened world of other states such as West Virginia and Arkansas that already prohibit unions of first cousins. Heller, who is a retired special education administrator, says that couples who are first cousins are at an increased risk of having a child with birth defects. The bill would make an exception for people who are over age 65 or infertile, because Heller says he has no problem with those couples if they want the companionship. And for the record, there are 24 states that prohibit marriage between first cousins. Now, at one point when I was researching this, I thought, damn, maybe I should look up those states. But then I thought, shit, that's almost half the Union. And then I'm like, okay, that means if they had to enact a law, that means you had that, and it's funny, they said West Virginia and Arkansas. People, their own cousin. You know, your first cousin is like almost like your brother and sister. Y'all really, really, it's nasty. You have to have a law to tell people that they can't fuck their cousin. Ah. Maryland. Ah. Wow. Shit, I'm almost speechless on that. Say almost, that just makes you wonder. Makes you wonder about where we're going as a collective. Now, on the grand scheme of things, not really that important. I mean, obviously, we've got all kinds of issues going on that are way more important. You know, we got the little bill, the little thing going down in Arizona, which most folks are tired of talking about, but it's a problem that won't go away, and everything is being magnified. It seems like every day, you know, I'm watching the news or hearing something about somebody shooting a Mexican. You know, it's like, and it's a funny thing, as a black man, it's like probably the safest I've ever felt in America. And it's sad that it's not sad that I say that. Damn, I was about to say it's sad that I said it. It's to the point where, you know, my Mexican homies, I mean, their life is in danger, even if they're a citizen. I mean, because you got these fools who are shooting Mexicans on site, you know, you question them. And we're talking about people who aren't law officials approaching people. And, of course, now all the stories are going to show illegals. I mean, we heard, or I read about how they caught some illegal coming over with marijuana in the boat. You know, we hear about the guy who snuck over here. He got killed at the border this weekend. And it's like, that is taking precedent over what's really going on down in the Gulf with the ecological disaster, which by far outshines anything that's happening as far as these little profiling racist laws. And I say the racist laws because we all know that everyone knows that they're going to pull over somebody who looks Mexican. It doesn't matter whether you've been living here all your life, you're going to get pulled over and asked whether or not you have the papers. Now, you know, it is what it is. I understand that's the lay of the law. But if it applied to everybody, would everybody be down for this law? And that's the question you got to ask yourself. If it was down to you getting stopped, and I'm talking about you, whatever your so-called race is, Caucasian, African American, Chinese, whatever. If it was you, would you be down for this law if they were stopping you too? Think about it. With that, I'm Dick Hugger. I want to say special thanks to my man Peter Jones. Big shout out once again to my man George and Alexis for getting married. I love y'all. Happy birthday to my main man. And I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.